Wizard Magazine, Marvel versus DC. I don't wanna fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 405. I don't know any significant for that number. It's a number. But we're raring to go. We're a little streamlined tonight. Mike's here. He's awake, which is,
an accomplishment for an older person.
We didn't have to nudge you, so that was good. But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Dave,
Spencer,
Mike.
So we have some questions. Don't have a ton of books to talk about, I'm guessing, only because not a lot came out last week. But let's get to the question. I didn't see any news, nothing I can think of. More X-Men stuff. I know they announced a new book. Children of the Atom, I think
it's called. I saw some Mark Russell news.
Ooh, what?
He's doing something with Kurt Busiek
Captain
on that.
America.
Yeah, on that. Well, they're like Marvel snapshots, and they're like just little one-shots. I'm not sure exactly what they are.
No, I didn't see anything there. Sorry, Terry Jones passed.
Yes, but he'd been ill for a while, so that wasn't a huge surprise.
Ozzy has Parkinson.
So
that's also not that surprising.
Nope. Okay. Lord Retail has a question, and this is for you guys, not me, but he'd like to know what's on everyone's pre-order list. So is there anything in the current previews that you guys are looking forward to?
I can't remember what all.
Hold on, there's a hot book.
Oh yeah?
Hold on. I'll find it in 1 second. Go ahead.
Oh, that Colin goodness. Moonlight? Sorry, he's flipping through the old Tomb of Dracula. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not Tomb of Dracula. What's the name of that book?
Criminally Insane Dracula.
Oh, okay, it is at least Dracula. Okay. Ant-Man number one. Okay.
Now, are you actually looking forward to
it? That's one of
I'm looking forward to number one and having my heart crushed and be completely disappointed. Other than that,
wow.
Smashed like an ant, kind of?
Yeah, smashed.
How do you really feel, Mike?
It's Marvel. They always hose me. Sorry.
But Zeb Wells.
He wrote the last Giant Man, too, I think.
There you go. Oh, that Giant... You mean
Yeah.
Oh, the War of the Realms Giant Man.
Yeah, that was...
Nice.
That was the best book series of 2019.
Nice. Yeah.
If you discount anything else that was made in 2019.
That's harsh.
Hey, true thirds.
Anything you're looking forward to?
Just more like the same stuff that I've been getting.
More
like,
X-Books. Yes!
No. Like, a lot of the, smaller companies have been like, you know, like the Image books and stuff. The ones that I've been getting anyways, like we were talking like Gideon Falls and stuff like that have been pretty good. So more that keeping up or anything Jeff Lemire is putting out, if he had anything else new in the book, probably.
Oh yeah, that's my thing. Anything he does, I'll do.
Dave doesn't read anything, so...
I'm looking... They had a preview at the end of that Second Coming. I'm looking forward to Billionaire Island.
Definitely.
By Mark Russell.
The preview looked very good.
I enjoyed the preview very much.
Are you reading Second Coming, Spencer?
No.
Okay.
No, I was thinking...
You know, he's a heathen.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
I'm a heathen and I enjoyed it.
But again, that was going to be like a...
I'm not a heathen and I
a trade
it, thing. I try not to be.
Get fired for being a heathen, Dave.
Well, I know.
Or a race.
Good point. Okay. Mr. Ludwig asked my best and worst customer stories. It's almost
window.
Too much.
Yeah.
But she wasn't even a customer. That was the worst thing. No.
She wasn't even a customer?
No, she was going to get her nails done. Yeah. A friend of mine who has a store out in Ohio had a car drive through the front of his store yesterday. He messaged me, hey.
Funny thing.
Funny thing happened.
His was a young kid parking and hit the wrong pedal and came over the sidewalk and... did not come into the store, though, but took out a window and part of the front door. Yeah, I mean, that's just, that's so weird.
Especially seeing how they might be listening.
Well, no, I mean, the customers that I don't like, the kinds I don't like, are like the fast-talking hyper guys. You know, what's the most expensive thing you have? Oh, how much is that? Well, you give me that for it. You know, it's just like, that's not what I'm here for.
It's
that's
the sales guy. It's
yeah,
the sales
yeah. I'm yeah. not a fan of that. Just that type of guy. Yeah, and just some of them are just, you know, the ones that are, the time sucks. You know, the people that'll be here forever and never, you know, but not buy things.
But I get stuff.
Yeah. Those are the ones that are real painful when you're like, wow, I made $3 an hour helping that guy. Yay. Those are the problem. One of my favorite funny story of customer was a guy came in asking me if this is where he redeemed his comic. And I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, what do you mean? Is this where I'm supposed to be able to redeem it? So the guy said all I'd do is, you know, find a comic book store and come in and, you know, I'd get my money. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he went out into the car and got it, and it was one of those old Marvels that said this comic could be worth $2,500 across the top. And he had done work for a guy, and the guy gave him that and said, you just got to go to a comic book store, and they'll give you $2,500 for this.
How upset was
he
when
serious?
Oh, he was dead serious.
Wow.
He was livid. I said, no, wow. That was a contest that was running in that comic in 1980.
It's now 20.
Well, but I mean, it was a you had to submit an entry, cut something out, and mail it in. I said the comic isn't worth 25. You know, that's, you know. He's like that guy, and he stormed out. He was going to go, you know, get him.
Sure,
but
took payment.
Yeah, but I'm just like, wow. And best customer. I mean, I can't really think of a best customer. You know, I like the ones that come in and spend a lot of money.
Those are
ones I like. Some of the ones that are named
we
Mike.
Rock.
Yeah, there's other mics that I'm not a fan of, but you remember. Were you here for Mike at the book club? I think you were here.
Was that the the bathroom guy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So not all mics.
What did he do?
We'll talk later. Yeah, so I mean, just people who come in and you're a pleasant experience, and you know, buy stuff, and you know, don't cause me grief. You know, like the lady who had her young grandson in climbing my shelves yesterday. That was not appreciated. And I'm sitting there going,
"Where was Harry? Where was your security dog?
They were on the chairs. Oh, you know,
is it like a coffee break for them?
Yes. Okay. Yes."
They probably went up to get him, then turned around and sat back down in the chair, face the
way. Yeah, they're like,
away.
No. So, as far as best and worst, yeah, I mean, I can't really think of.
I think it's typical of retail people that you're going to experience the same type of bad customer that you do here.
And like I said, the bad ones are just, you know, the ones that, you know, where the hair on the back of your head neck stands up, and it's just, I mean, we all deal with those people. It's just like,
The people who come in and ask you where the balance books are. Those kind
of. I mean, it was just one of those. Okay, they're here and here and here. Have at it. Clay asks, "Baby Groot versus Baby Yoda, who wins?"
Oh, please, Baby Groot.
I'm gonna say Yoda
because of the Force, right?
Please,
yeah,
Groot.
the way
fight?
Yeah, I'm gonna say the way Yoda took down that horn thing.
Don't
you
punch him in the
baby,
face though?
Baby
so
Yoda,
I hope so.
That's not nice.
I didn't watch it, but
don't
I
like.
How dare you?
Or cats.
What about them in like a fight to the death, a battle royal to the death?
What, a cat against Baby Yoda?
Yeah, like you put Yoda.
I want the cat.
You put like Yoda in like a small cage
a
with like 10 feral cats.
I want the cats to win. There's hope for the cats. There's no hope for Baby Yoda.
Wow,
that is some anger. You might need to go see somebody for that.
Well, he's not actually like a baby. He's like 50, I think.
Right, and it's not Yoda. Right, it's whatever Yoda is.
I have seen so many memes, so many marketing, so many, inundated on my Reddit, and I'm just like, no, just go away.
Fair enough.
It just encapsulates every reason I hate Disney at this point. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, what series trade have you read multiple times? Clause during Christmas holiday counts. For me, probably Watchmen and Sandman are probably the only. And
Watchmen,
Dark Knight Returns.
Watchmen, Dark Knight Returns, and Ronin.
Okay, I need to revisit that one. Oh. What are you doing, Tim?
Work.
Oh.
Sorry. Continue.
Mr. Spencer?
Yeah, probably, like, Watchmen. I don't get a chance to, like, reread a lot of stuff. Mm-mm. Like, there's always so much other stuff that I have to read for the first time. So it's things like Watchmen or anything that I've read previously that I had to reread for, like, a book club or something like that.
School.
Yeah, it's Claws for me, too. I'll read that. Reread that around the holidays. Oh, yeah.
People don't understand if you haven't read it. It's a story of Santa Claus. Yeah. In a very good way. And twisted, but yeah.
Maybe that'd be my new holiday.
The other one that I like to read is Miller's Daredevil run.
Okay. I'm looking forward to with the new X-Stags coming, and we just got the first trade of that. Yeah, I might have to pull out my omnibus and revisit that one. Okay, it's getting complicated, so follow along. Since it was decided that Bordas, and Richard Bazzi would rout Shenderovich, and Fishman in a six-man tag match, who wins the next match against the newcomers of Blaine Jones, Mitch Duggan, and Edgar Snyder versus the Triple Bs?
The Snyder team, because like, he's a vampire, yeah. So...
I'm going to go Snyder team.
The Snyder's a vampire?
You ever seen those pictures from like 20 years ago and he looks exactly the same?
Yeah, he's not aged in 30 years. I'm going Edgar Snyder.
The Snyder team versus who?
The Triple Bs. I'm not sure who the Triple Bs
this
are.
Is that... What about Duggan? What is...
Mitch Duggan? Oh, he's... Because he always fights for you. It's, okay. Yeah, it's Duggan.
I saw the commercial today, and they did look pretty tough.
Yeah, I think we can take Blaine Jones. He seems a little skinny.
Yeah, I'm going with. Yeah.
You're going with the vampire. Okay, vampire. Okay. So
yeah,
vampires will out. Okay, I don't know who the Triple Bs are.
Yeah, I don't know. Who
yeah,
that
I'm
is.
Not sure who that is. You'll need to clarify, Clay. I'm sorry, we don't know.
Yeah, please let us for the twins.
Shindorovich and Shindorovich.
Is that who they
are? Yeah, that's who that is. Yeah. You pay them 40%. You only pay us 25%.
Yes. I wonder what their origin story is about how Fishman got
in there.
Got connected with the Shindorovich brothers.
I don't know. They were probably hanging out with Gollum. Looking for a line. That's what they remind me of. Sorry.
Mike?
What?
Would you like to talk about Second Coming?
Oh, sure. Are we on that already?
We are. That's the end of the questions.
Oh, okay. Second Coming, number 6.
Man, I suck.
Why?
I suck. I read 3 total books.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
One of them today.
Yeah.
One of them sitting here today.
Yes. Second Coming, number 6 was the end of the...
I read that.
...the series of Mark Russell, the story of Jesus coming to Earth. So basically it comes down to he encounters Satan. He does away with Satan with a pickle knife?
Oh, I think it was more like a vegetable spread.
Vegetable
knife,
spread.
You know, to spread, the you know, the stuff. Yeah.
And?
Well, he was attacking him.
Yes.
And he said he was going to, you know, take
but
him out.
Jesus killed somebody.
But there was a big long story about, you know, it was about Isaac and Abraham, and that Isaac actually gave Abraham the knife to kill him with, and you just made the point, you know, you got to be careful who you give the knife to. Yeah. And then he puts it in Satan's chest.
And the superhero and his fiance got married. They went away.
By the Unitarians, because they technically couldn't get married since they're alien, you know, 2 different species. Yeah.
Is he technically an alien?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
That was why they were having trouble having a kid.
Yeah. And it went right from the death of Satan to the next day, they're all going bowling.
Mm-hmm.
God was bowling, Jesus was bowling.
And there was a really nice, where God equated the world with bowling and the knocking down of the pins and the resetting, and there's always going to be new pins. And he's like, you know, maybe instead of the 10 commandments, I should have given them bowling.
And I think God and Jesus kind of made their peace with one another, I guess you could say. And then the favorite thing for me was at the end was...
the fruit basket?
Oh, look, God left us a fruit basket. And like, no, there's a pregnancy test. He gave us something else.
Yeah.
Immaculate conception. Number 2.
Well, not necessarily immaculate, but
I would say because they weren't supposed to be able to have kids.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Maybe that's what the second coming to.
Mm-hmm. As a dirty heathen, I thought the story, the entire series was just done fantastic.
Yeah.
His wit and his writing is just
fantastic. Well, I love the stuff back in ancient times when he was trying to get his disciples, and it's like, okay, I can't get people that are very smart because this isn't working. They were arguing with him and stuff. I thought that was
They really made Judas a jerk,
yeah,
wanting to monetize.
Yeah, he's like, you're giving this away. He's healing people and not charging them for it and things like that.
But it really made me think. I mean, all the, just Mark Russell, you know, talking through Jesus, is these the differences between faith and belief and conviction. And
that's what Russell just does. He makes you think without realizing you're actually going there. But yeah, he does.
I mean, those questions are going to roll around in my mind for a while.
The ultimate one for me was I think he was like in jail, in the jail cell. And ultimately he kept saying, I'm Jesus. Everybody's expecting me to come back. He comes back. Nobody believes him.
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
But you're like, but everybody, you know, has that belief. Is like, oh, well, there's going to be the second coming of Jesus. Well, he's here. And no one believes him. And you're just like, how do you convince him that I'm the, you know, I'm the Savior?
Yeah, that's
water into wine.
I think they tried to do that, too. They were having, like, a dinner party or something.
Yeah, yeah, well, he did that, and they said, oh, man, you totally got to come to my party and do that.
Wedding at Cana.
Yeah.
Turn the whole ocean into wine.
Yeah.
That'll show him.
But it was Mark Russell, you guys have a great appreciation for a while.
Yes,
I think he's
do.
Like one of the best writers out there
yep.
right now.
Yeah. He lives in Portland. I'm really hoping Ahoy goes to Comics Pro and that they bring
Are
him.
You listening, Mark? Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He does. Anytime I tweet to him, he does respond, which is appreciated.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fantastic. Let's see what else. I'll just go do this one quickly. The Hellboy Winter Special.
I read a third of it.
Had three stories. A Hellboy story. The middle one was, and the last one was very interesting. It was about old people thinking that somebody had taken over the village, and you come to the conclusion like, oh, everything's fine. At the very end, no, the person you're actually looking for is there was a woman in there breastfeeding her child, and it was a little werewolf baby, and it just ended right there. It was just very, very cool. And the other one I read was Skull Digger and Skeleton Boy number 2, Jeff Lemire. I like this issue even better than the first one. It's basically Skull Digger has Skeleton Boy kind of like kept down the basement, I guess you could
say. He's been in the basement for like in this room for 3 days.
Yeah, and he's convincing him that he needs to be, quote unquote, his protege. He needs to bring that out of him. And
he's training him, and he has to beat him in a fight.
Yes.
Before he'll get his costume.
Costume. And he's working on names and stuff like that. And they show the process of him learning to fight and battle against him. And one of the ultimate things, we were talking about this earlier, is the little boy says, I think he says, shit. And he goes, oh, we don't talk like that. And the little boy's like, what do you mean we don't talk like that? You kill people and destroy. He goes, we don't talk like that. We beat scum, but we don't talk like scum. And one of the other things is there's an election coming up, and the guy's basically saying he's going to take down vigilantes. And
yeah, he's Tex Reed, who's a former superhero, the Crimson Fist.
Yeah, which has a tie into the other older superheroes in Lemire's universe. And then I guess you'd call him the villain?
Yeah, Grim Jim.
He pops up at the end, and he's just like, Skull Digger was like, we got to go after him. And I don't know if he's going to take the kid with him or not. But we'll see. But if you're not reading the series, it's fantastic. It's Jeff Lemire at his best. And it's in the Black Hammer universe.
Wasn't it supposed to be getting made into a show or something? Wasn't it?
He signed some kind of deal for movies and television shows. But haven't heard anything, like, if anything's come of that yet.
Because that could be interesting, like.
Oh, I could easily see that as a Netflix show.
Oh, yeah.
Hulu. Like, Hulu's doing all kinds of new original programming, which is kind of cool. The other one I read was Flash, but I'll let Spencer do that, and I'll jump in on that. But that's all I got.
All right, then I'll Flash 86.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that, Mike?
I think I did. I don't remember what I read.
So this one pretty much picks up with the last issue with them getting ready to fight Flash and the new Captain Cold.
Superpowered Captain
Cold. Yeah, superpowered Captain Cold. Who,
King Cold.
Like King Cold. Who has just got done, like, freezing everybody, like, all the different rogues and the other Flashes and stuff. And during their fight, because Barry still hasn't got full control of the new Speed Force yet.
But Cold freezing him actually helps him control him a little bit better.
Yeah, because like he's slowing him down enough that he gives him time to like think and go, and he's able to when that happens, he's able to free some of the rogue members and stuff, causing them that they could you know, turn the tide a little bit, and then towards the end, the Flash just kind of just goes crazy and just starts beating the crap.
He pummels Cold.
He starts to go into like this, like starts glowing yellow.
Yeah.
And glider had to use her wraps around him to control his power so he could stop. And whenever the cops, this is going on, the rogues and everybody else are putting together the mirror. The Mirror Master's like master mirror thing that he made that like helped turn everything like cold.
Yeah, the
rogues kind of
like helped out Flash defeat Cold. And they kind of like turned on.
So the city is kind of back to normal. I think in the beginning, did they do like a little like? Didn't they do like a little back history of Leonard's like history a little bit in there, like just kind of like going over like the main beats of like, you know, all the different stuff he's been through and stuff like that. But the issue ends with when they're taking him back to Heights, the Flash walks over to the police officers and tells them that he, you know... Take me until I can control my new powers.
Put me in Arkham, put me in with the rest of the rogues. But we don't really know... I don't think he killed Cold.
No, because they, like, they took him off. Yeah. Like, yeah, they, like, yeah.
He pummeled him pretty bad.
Yeah. So. Like, if he wasn't a superpowered, he probably would have killed him, probably.
Yeah. So it ends there, and we don't really know what they're going to do next, but yeah.
But yeah, is the next issue the 750, or is that in a couple more?
I think that's in a couple more, yeah. Does that tie into the story, Colin, 750, or is it just a complete...
It should, yeah. Like, there'll be one story that ties in, and then
the rest
will
be all
special
stuff. Okay.
Nightwing 68. So this is right after Rick Grayson is starting to get some of his memory, or he gets unbrainwashed by his grandfather, and he's starting to remember you know, some of his past. Like, the first, like, three or four pages are these really nice, just, like, splash covers of just, like, his time as Robin with Batman, and then, like, growing up with the Titans, and then him just being Nightwing and all, like, the...
Does he remember Oracle or Barbara at all?
The part of, like, whenever he was Nightwing shows him proposing. So it's, like, a lot of stuff from before, like, Flashpoint, like... a lot of the villains they used from his original, like, run from the 90s, that they just haven't used yet, which I thought was pretty cool. But so, anyways, he's still not 100% sure. He has, like, now both sets of these memories going on now. Like, he can actually remember his, but he doesn't know, like, he's still having, like, trouble struggling, like, with what are, what isn't, you know, that kind of stuff. But, so he ends up fighting his grandfather on the top of the bridge where they left off last issue. They have a pretty decent long fight scene. He finally gets knocked off. He knocks the Tal and his grandfather off the bridge. And it looks like he's getting ready to fall over too, but then one of the new Nightwings shows up, saves him. And then it ends with Rick and then his new girlfriend, who's the bartender at that bar, and they're just kind of talking, trying to figure out like what's going on, and he's like, "How about, you know, we'll save that for tomorrow. Like, let's just enjoy today." And because she was worried, like, if he has his old memories back, you know, does his feelings change for her? And you know, he's telling her like how that doesn't matter. He wants to be with her, and like ends with them like kissing on the rooftop. So it seems like we're slowly but surely finally getting kind of back to a normal Nightwing kind of story.
It's been what, 2 years?
Almost, yeah. Wow. Since issue 50. And they've been single. You know, they haven't been double shipping for a while. But at least now, since Jurgens got on, the quality of the stories have got better. So at least even if I'm not liking necessarily where they're going, the stories are still they're good. I read Flash Forward number 5, but I can't really remember too much.
I've heard not good things about that series.
It's all right. I mean, I've always kind of liked Wally, so that's kind of why.
Oh, I love Wally, but who's writing it?
Liddell. That was one of the only reasons why I was kind of hesitant, but that's why I've been wanting to check out the Red Hood book for a while, but he's been doing him since 52, and I tried it when it first started, and I just couldn't.
Yeah, I'm just like,
no. I didn't read it, but I read something about it. Did Wally get his kids back, or
he saw them, and then they kind of got took away a little bit again. It's because the planet that he's on gets engulfed in the dark universe energy, and he's really running all over the planet to try to stop it because he has this magic rod.
Has he reencountered his kids yet?
This issue, okay. Well, the beginning of the last issue, and then this issue. But they kind of get taken away from him again. And then he finds the Morbius chair. That's the one where you sit on and all the knowledge and stuff. And he touches it, and he's getting all these memories and stuff. Like, he's seeing a whole bunch of stuff. Again, I can't remember exactly what happened. But there's only one more issue after this. So I'm hoping after this, somehow it...
Is this supposed to bring him back into
the Yeah, that's what I thought. It was kind of supposed to be like him, like, redeeming himself and stuff like that. At least that's what I was hoping for.
Do you think he will get his family back, though? Don't know.
No. See you, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
I hope so. I hope he gets to come back and, you know.
I read that stuff with that Mark Waid series with his, when he had the two kids. And those. I don't think it ran too long, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the question, the death of Sage number 2.
I didn't get issue 2.
Oh, why not? Didn't
it was a little pricey, and the art kind of scared me on the first one.
But Lemire, though.
I understand. I can't read everything his. Can I read it now?
So. The most of this issue is a flashback to the Western times of Hub City, Hub County, so there's this guy, the main protagonist. He's going into town just to buy supplies, and he sees this other guy, this African American. He's trying to get stuff too, and they're not letting him do it. So he buys it for them and gives it to him. And then later that night, they find a body of somebody who had the axe that the guy bought. So they're immediately gonna hang the black guy because automatically he did it, even though that he was at home with his wife and family and stuff. So he kind of leaves, and he eventually can't take it, and he comes back, and he shoots the rope that they're gonna hang him from, and gets him and his wife, and they try to take off into the desert, and they're followed, and in the gunfight, the wife gets shot in the head while they're trying to escape. So they stop, and then the color guy end up gets killed too, where the main guy gets away, and I forget how, but he makes his way to like an Indian cave or something like that, and like there's a shaman lady there, and she's the one who gives him the mask, and so he comes back and he's, you know, trying to get revenge on everybody there, and there's a pit where he hears what it sounds like the black guy who got murdered earlier, and he's like, that can't be, and he came down, and there's this priest guy who they keep on referring to of him being like the devil, you know, there's some kind of evil in Hub City that, you know, turned everybody evil, and he's, whenever he goes to look down, the priest shoots him in the head, and like, so in like the last issue in the end, when they find like the skeleton that has the mask with the hole, you know, with the gunshot hole, that's that guy, and then it jumps back to the present, and then it kind of just it ends there in the present. I can't remember exactly how
it was with the girl going, I'm waiting for Charlie. Charlie's the only one who can kill the beast, which is this. It wasn't really a priest; it was this demon. And he goes, "Oh, well, actually, I'm Charles Victor's ass."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Good to know." And so
this is Black Label, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't fit into the normal.
No. Okay. No. Okay. But it's really, I mean, it's Jeff Lemire. The art, fantastic. I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm a huge Sienkiewicz fan, so he can do no wrong.
It just felt, I don't know, just out of place.
Well, it's him inking Dennis Cowan that they've done before.
Because he,
I like it.
Cowan has a very like distinct kind of style too.
Yeah. But the inking, what I love about the inking is there was one like old guy's face, and like the eyebrow was literally a scribble.
Yeah.
And Chaykin does that too, and I love that. It's like, you know exactly, it's an eyebrow, but you can just tell he just went chicka chicka.
It's a stylized eyebrow.
Yeah. But I for one just absolutely. Sorry, we didn't have to get it for you. Sorry, that just took me a while to get up.
And I think that's it. I ran Undiscovered Country 3, but...
Oh, I did too, and I dropped it this week.
You didn't like the whole time travel thing?
I'm so confused. I'm just like, this is just not working, guys.
I'm going to give it the first story arc. And
the thing that really got to me, I felt like I was reading a Bendis book with all the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just... Like, panel, dialogue. You're just like, whoa.
Well, Snyder can get wordy with the best of them.
Absolutely. And he, is it Charles Soule?
Yeah.
I guess he's co-writing with it. They just have lost me. And I was just like, you know what, I tried. And it was like, I gave it 3 issues. But I'm like, nope, gotta go. Find something better.
But, that's it.
Okay. Let's start with Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen.
Which issue are they on now?
6 or 7.
Yeah,
it's is that 12?
Like, it's 12. Yeah, I couldn't remember the issue number, but it's like 6 or 7, yeah. This book has a continuing story, but it's told in a really crazy way, because it's almost like an anthology. Because there's vignettes, and it jumps, you know, back and forth in time. But Jimmy, someone's after him, so Jimmy's faked his death, and he's moved to Gotham City, where he's met up with his sister, Janie, who's a playwright, and she has some play at a theater in Gotham City. But there's like vignettes with Jimmy and his psychiatrist, Dr. Lorelei Liu. There's a section called the Lil Olsons, which is drawn like a comic strip style with Jimmy and his brother and sister. And then there's another
I don't see it.
Another story with Detective James Corrigan III, but he keeps telling everybody, I'm not that Jim Corrigan. I'm not that Jim Corrigan. But my favorite part of this issue was they showed Jimmy applying for his job at the Daily Planet with meeting Perry White and Lois. And he brings these photos to show Perry. And one of the photos is of the mayor talking with one of the Metropolis crime bosses that Jimmy, you know, snapped with them unknowing. And Perry's like, you brought a scoop to me on your job interview. You know, you're hired. And the other thing, Jimmy does not take a salary at the Daily Planet. His family's rich. He's like one of the...
Oh, really?
His family's rich. They're from, like, old money. They, like, started in
Metropolis. Yeah, the early issues.
It's been the Olsons versus the Luthers since, you know, the early beginning of Metropolis. And he says, nah, I don't need a salary. It'd be just weird if I took a salary.
So he just does it because he likes it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I did not know
that. It's Matt Fraction and Steve Lieber, and it's just fantastic. I love
it. I read the first three issues, and I'm like, I want to get the trade. It was just like one of those books, like, I want to read all it.
Yeah.
One time. But it's a fun, quirky book. Definitely.
It's so fun. Yeah, Tim mentioned one time it'd be cool if they, like, put it in chronological order.
You think they could do that
someday? Yeah. It would mess up the book, but it'd be interesting. But I like how they tell the story. I read Avengers number 29.
Who's writing that now?
It's Jason Aaron and Ed McGuinness back on art.
McGuinness is still on it?
Wow. He's come back for this arc. This is the third part of the Star Brand Reborn story.
They just keep on trying to shove that Star Brand down people's throats.
I know.
They've been doing that for years now.
Yeah.
That was like doing like Hickman's Avengers stuff.
The Avengers are out in Shi'ar space. There's been an explosion at this Ravenstar interstellar prison. So, and they think it was caused by the Star Brand. Whoever's the new holder of the Star Brand. So they go out there and to investigate. And Thor, he's turned into a brood for some reason. They haven't explained that. And
just all that's good.
This Black Widow has armor now. She's the War Widow.
Tony Stark
made her armor. And she's fighting the prisoners there. And then the Silver Surfer shows up and she's fighting the Silver Surfer because the Surfer does not want humans, Earthlings, to find the new Star Brand. That's up to him. And then there's one of the characters is Boy Thing, who's related, who's, you know, like Man Thing. And
like his
boy,
son?
Now there's Boy Thing. I guess it's his son. I'm not even sure. And he, like, covers Blade. He, like, covers Blade to form this Boy Thing armor over Blade. And has his, like, fear sword, you know, and covers his sword, too. So it's like a fear sword that burns. So he gets in the fight.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I enjoyed it. Yeah. They do reveal who the new Star Brand is.
Who is it?
Who I think Gladiator finds. They don't reveal her name, but she's an Earth woman and she's pregnant. Gladiator's about to kill her, and then she's pregnant. So. Yeah, I don't know if that was... I don't know. We'll see what comes out of that. I'll hold my judgment until then. And also, I read Archie. Archie 710.
That's what it's up to?
Yeah. But...
I feel like it should be higher than that.
Yeah, I know. Well,
there's been so many different series for Archie forever, though. That's pretty impressive,
though,
at
710. Do they have legacy numbering, or do they...
They started the legacy number at 700. They went to that, you know.
Because when Wade took over, did they go to one again?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was a number one. Yeah.
No, is this and still, like, in the Archie, like, house style, like, or...
No, it's not the house style. Oh. It's different artists.
Do you prefer it in the, like, the old...
Well, when... Nick Spencer didn't write this issue, but when he took over, they're, like, following in his style of writing the characters. When he took over, he's making it more like the TV show, like the Riverdale series.
People walking around without their shirts on, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, they have Jughead. He's, you know, he looks like the TV Jughead with writing. You know, he's the Jughead on the Riverdale show. He's writing, you know, and writing a book and everything. And they made the Jughead in here like that. But when Mark Waid was writing it, it was more...
traditional.
It was traditional, but, you know, he put an edge to it, too. But, yeah. So, but this is the first part of the Archie and Katie Keene arc story. Of course, you know, they told him, well, we have the Katie Keene TV show coming up, so we got to write a story with Archie and Katie
Keene.
They're
doing a TV show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. What's that, on CW?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, do you watch the show?
Riverdale, yeah. Yeah.
Does Jughead...
Do I watch the show?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Spencer. It's okay.
But does I was just wondering if... Does he eat... like burgers on the show, or
yeah, he does. Yeah, they don't play up his appetite as much as I think they should. But
like he should have like a burger in his hand every scene, no matter whatever's going on. Right?
He doesn't do that. Yeah.
But on the show, who's his girlfriend?
Betty.
Betty. Okay.
Yeah, they've been together for a while.
Do you watch Sabrina on Netflix?
I did watch the first couple episodes, but I just got Netflix again, so I'm going to catch up on that.
Yeah, it's on my to watch list. I haven't watched it yet.
But in this story, Katie Keene's come to Riverdale, and everyone, Archie and Betty and Veronica, they're trying to find out who she is, because everybody knows everybody in Riverdale, and they don't know who she is. Katie Keene's like, she's like a model and a clothes designer and everything.
What's she doing there?
I don't know. She's come.
Oh, okay.
That's the mystery here.
Okay. Mm.
She's come to Riverdale with her sister, whose name is Sis. Sis Keene, and there's an open mic at the coffee shop that Archie plays, and then Katie Keene and her sister play, and you know, brings the house down, you know, with their self-designed clothes and everything, so... It was all right. You know, like I said, I like Mark Waid's style better with how he does the characters. That's all I got.
That's it. I only have one more. Iron Man 2020. This is 2020. I read it because it was the event book, and it was one of the only books to come out last week. It's continuing the Iron Man storyline, where I guess...
Is it Tony Stark?
Well, Tony Stark has been revealed to have died during... I guess when he was missing during Legacy. And he actually died, and what came back was just, like, AI. It was just he was not an LMD, but just a construct. So now, Arno Stark has taken over Stark Industries, and there is something coming to attack, and he's working on getting all the AI up, and I'm not sure exactly what was going on. There was a lot of moving parts.
Is there more than one Iron Man monthly?
No, just one. But now this is replacing Tony Stark Iron Man.
Until that story is done, and then probably come back with a new number one.
What happened to Ironheart?
That
she has
ended.
Her own book.
Yeah, but that ended. That went like 12 issues. Yeah, it's weird. I really, now to be fair, it was because I read it the Tuesday of last week. I really don't remember what happened.
Books like that probably weren't that.
Yeah, and there's like five miniseries spinning out of it too, like War Machine and Rescue and Machine Man, and yeah, I do not remember specifically what happened. That's not good. Mm-hmm. Oh well, this is gonna be a really short podcast.
So what's coming next week,
Colin? I don't really have anything to vent or rant about. Lots of interesting podcasts up. I'm listening to one, a sketched one with Patrick Brower from Challengers in Chicago, who just opened a second store.
We need to get you on there. You need to do his podcast.
No, he has enough retailers doing it. I have no problem with that. Because he has... He does Patrick every year around this time. He does... Does John from John Hendricks from Big Bang in Dublin. Also talks to a guy from Baltimore, Third Eye, I think. So he's got enough retailers. I talked to him, though. I was talking to him a lot yesterday.
So you always like communicating with him, like on Twitter.
Yeah, we
and
talked
like
a lot.
That.
Yeah, no, we were talking a lot. He was asking me some questions about the meeting. One of his artist friends is coming to the meeting, and he was asking, you know, which type of what kind of things should he bring, stuff like that. He just did a long article where he sent a questionnaire to a bunch of retailers, and I was one of them, and answered about how last year was and stuff. A lot of it's behind a paywall, though, so sorry.
When's your conference?
Middle of February. We're coming up. Okay. We're getting close, like 3 weeks.
Mark Russell, you listening?
I'm hoping. I think that would be awesome, because he lives in Portland, and they even just have a little creator thing, but I'd love for him to come to that.
What if Bendis showed up?
He's showed up before. Yeah, I guess last year, I missed last time Fraction and Kelly Sue.
Ask him where Legion of Superheroes are. Please.
I will do. I took those home to read. They're not. It's like Saturday. By the time I get home Saturday, I'm spent. Because I'm by myself here on Saturday. It's like, I get home, the dogs are spent, I'm spent. And then Sunday...
But it's typical Bendis of word balloon. Yeah. And you're like, can I have some action, please?
But like Sunday morning, I got up and I ran some errands before the dogs woke up. I had to get some parts. I did some work around the house. I tried to fix an outlet. And then it just kind of, you know, hockey game on. Oh, there was football. You know, so it was just kind of, it was a sofa day. And I just, I had the books on the coffee table, and I looked at them, and I just didn't get to it. And then Monday went a little sideways, because with the kids off school, I had to do something with my son, so.
But in the new one, you get Robin, though. You get Robin in the newest issue.
I don't want Robin in the Legion of Superheroes. He doesn't belong there.
No?
Yeah.
No, not at all. That's just.
I agree. Just focus. You couldn't come. That was one thing I said to somebody today. I said, Legion's been on like hiatus for so long now, and this was your story, Aquaman's Trident. It would just seem just, and have then having to bring Damian in there.
I saw him on the cover, and I'm like, you get to do Legion of Superheroes.
You have the whole universe.
You have like 1,000 characters you could like make interesting, and
but you're going to go with going the guy underwater, and you're going to go with Robin. Two guys there from Earth.
Just,
why?
Ugh, I don't know.
I agree. Ask again, Mike.
So what's coming out next week, Colin?
Good week of books next week. We have the Amazing Spider-Man 347 Facsimile Edition, which is where Venom fights Spider-Man on a beach. Maybe on Venom Island. Ooh. Read it and find out. I think it's the classic one where Venom's pummeling Spider-Man. We have Amazing Spider-Man Daily Bugle number one.
Oh, you getting that?
I don't know. I didn't notice it in the previous like order book, so I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I'm not sure what it's supposed to be about.
The Daily Bugle.
Well, all right, fair enough.
I'll have to get that one.
Avengers of the Wasteland is continuing from the Old Man Logan storyline.
There's an Ant-Man in that, isn't there?
Probably. You might have to get that. We have Batman Black and White, Batman Statue by Gene Colan. I wonder who's getting that. This I found odd. They did a whole bunch of the end books for January.
The beginning of the year.
Well, but that's not so much that, but it's, so it was a 5 Wednesday month.
Yeah.
Well, we had 1 week, we had Miles Morales the end, then we had a Venom the end. Next week we have 3. We're getting Captain Marvel the end, Deadpool the end, and Doctor Strange the end, which I find funny because it's the last Wednesday of the month, and the Captain Marvel the end that was supposed to be the first one is late.
Which Captain Marvel?
This is Carol. Damn, yeah.
Okay. The Captain.
There's
Marvel.
Only one Captain Marvel.
Yeah, geez, there was never
the other guy
another.
Died in the '80s.
There was
that's
never.
That's my Captain Marvel.
I know.
There was never another Captain Marvel.
She's Miss Marvel to me.
We're getting a Detective Comics annual. We're getting Doctor Strange number 2, Surgeon Supreme, Fallen Angels number 6, Fantastic Four Annual Number 6 Facsimile Edition. I believe this is the Birth of Franklin issue. Frankenstein Undone. This is a Mignolaverse book. George R. R. Martin's A Clash of Kings Number 1, which I question because the last series was called Clash of Kings. This one just has George R. R. Martin before it. I'm like, is this new? Why would you have the same title? I don't understand. Hawkeye Freefall, I really like number one. This is Matthew Rosenberg's book, and I forget the name of the artist.
It's Otto Smith.
Yes, he was great. The art was great in this. Justice League 39, so that's
the last issue.
Yes, is that the last before we get into Venditti? And I find it interesting, also Justice League Dark, so 5 Wednesday month, and we get 2 Justice Leagues the same week. Can't plan this.
And that might be Tinian's last Dark.
Oh,
okay,
really?
Well, but Rom V's taken over, so I'm excited about that because he did The Savage Shores.
Which I'm halfway through. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
So is he good?
Yes, he's very good.
So I shouldn't drop Dark?
I wouldn't. Not yet.
Okay.
Give him a chance. This is my favorite. Dave, what are those 2 books coming out?
Maul, number 5 and number 6.
Correct, but here's the thing.
Who?
It's 2 different series called The Maul.
Ooh,
yes.
Oh my.
One is from Vault, and the other one is from, I forget, maybe Scout? I'm not sure. But yeah, 2 different series called The Maul coming out with 2 issues. One's 5 and 1's 6. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, isn't that fun? New Mutants number 6. Perry Bible Fellowship hardcover 10th anniversary edition. If you have never read Perry Bible Fellowship, give it a look.
What the heck?
It is fantastic. I can't believe it's only the 10th anniversary. Because I could have sworn I read that right when I opened. It is so good. It's basically like each page is a Sunday strip, let's say. But it's like very Far Side, twisted.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot of fun. I remember I thought it was hilarious. I really enjoyed that. So if you like the twisted, give that one a look. New previews next week. By the way, previews orders are due tomorrow, Thursday. Get your orders in quickly. I'm working on it tonight. I'm kind of glad we're wrapping up quick so I can get home to that.
In that case, let's take our...
No, Spencer, we're wrapping up. Protector is a new number one from Image. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I have a bunch of them coming, so I saw something in it. Quantum and Woody number one, new one, 5-issue miniseries from Valiant. Ravencroft number one, all these ruins of Ravencroft, Dracula and Sabretooth and Carnage have been leading to this.
That's been flying off your shelf.
Well, actually, I've sold through, so other than the Carnage one that has a pilgrim on the cover, I don't quite understand that cover, and nobody else did either. So that's coming. We have Sex Criminals is back for its final arc. This is number 26. Star Wars number 2, number 1 sold very well. Thor number 2, number 1 sold very well. That was an interesting one. Donny Cates on that. Wolverine versus Sabretooth 3D. This is a reprint of Wolverine number 10, their first fight. And then we have X-Force and X-Men. So 4 X-books in 1 week. Yeehaw. So, but it's a good week. Solid week of books.
You forgot one.
Do you want to talk about it?
I don't know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 102?
If you want to talk about it, we can squeeze it in at the end.
Wow. It's going to be good no matter what. There you go.
Next week. I'm sorry. I forgot to. Okay.
I didn't.
I thought it was one you wanted to talk about.
No,
I'm sorry.
Why don't you like turtles? I don't like cats. You don't like turtles. We know.
Do you like turtles, Mike?
I like turtles.
Okay.
In a special way.
Good. So.
In a Casey Jones kind of way.
We're wrapping up the January's coming to a close soon. Book club's coming up next Friday. It's The Savage Shores. I'm sorry I'm out of the book. I did not expect it to go to back order that quickly, so that kind of sucked. I do have more coming, but I don't know when.
Next Friday already.
Friday, yep. Also wrapping up the Volume 1 Double Points. And that's about all. I think that's all about all I got going on. I got to finish the previews order, and then I'm definitely going to attack those back issues. It's just time. My God, that's going to take a lot of time. Bagging and pricing, 5,000 books.
Yeah. Over? Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I have another collection downstairs that I forget how many boxes is. 15. It probably came in 2 summers ago that I meant to get to, and it's taken this long to get them alphabetized. But though I have a guy helping me with those, and he says he's up through W. So We're getting there. That was a combination. Yep, Glenn is working hard. That's a combination of 90s stuff, but a lot of 70s stuff that I don't have. Uh-huh. So I'm looking forward to getting that. But it was a case of they just needed to be gotten in order. So, like, you know, there's no point in pricing issue, you know, 342 and 319 and 370. Might as well get them in order. So that's what's going on. That's about all I got. Yeah, Spencer.
That's the podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See ya.